You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
I want to use the local hour, this blessed local hour that has been something that came through with us at 790, to exert political and sports pressure with the platform. And so we've been talking to Billy Corbin about how corrupt Miami the city is, but I wanted to talk, because people enjoyed this last week, with executive producer Mike Ryan, who doesn't think that Billy Corbin and I are doing nearly enough to protect and defend the honor of the University of Miami and call for firings and spend a lot of money and equity on creating real change at the University of Miami because the program's embarrassing.
Just be as good of a cane as the Buckeye Kirk Herbstreit is. God bless Kirk Herbstreit for instituting real change at the University of Miami.
Who just repeated what I said last week on the show.
He did your shtick better than you. Kirk Herbstreit's an actual ally of the program, outside of you, who won't do so much as a TikTok to try to shame Julio Frank publicly.
Belittle the Yower, the Yokel Hour. All he did was make it a national hour. That's all he did.
Well, that's what we needed. You're just podunk. You're a podunk filmmaker.
What is that? The U is back. The U is back. 69-0. The U is back. We're tackling. We got three quarterbacks now. We went from no quarterbacks to three quarterbacks. We went from the worst tackling team to the best tackling team. The U is back, baby!
I was
scared. Because Dan Le Batard invested $1 million in this program.
You guys badgered me into it.
The U is back!
I was going to have to go to my wife. I was scared they were going to lose. I tuned into the game and I was like, 49-0 second quarter. Good.
I am glad that someone took to a national platform that's regarded as the biggest to actually call out this administration.
What could be bigger than the local hour?
Billy, we deserve his wrath. He's been out in the front as a golden cane. He's supporting the program with money, with his tears, with his pain. He cares.
Pathetic.
You beat him up. You beat him up last week. It was depressing watching you.
You need to do more, Billy.
Talk to him. You were so defeatist, and you gave him such a dose of reality that Mike broke right in front of you. Like,
you're defending a Buckeye. Like, what kind of cane are you?
He wants some hope. He wants you to give him some hope, and he wants us to exert the pressure on the university president who doesn't care about football.
You pledged $1 million, Dan. What more could he do?
That was a bullshit.
What could he do more do
against
Central Connecticut Polytech Catholic Girls School or whatever that was?
You don't look. They're playing Virginia Thursday night football. Bright lights under the rock. Conference play is open, and if they eke one out, I feel like it's gonna just be quiet again on this front. And I just want people to keep that same energy.
But the U is back. 69-0, bro.
Everything's a joke with you, Billy Corbin, and I need you to actually bring about real change. It'd be one of those documentarians that bring about change. Like someone that does something good with their work outside of just execute personal vendettas on the big screen.
I'm going to make a documentary about this with 8-year-old children in the reenactments is what I'm going to do, if that constitutes real change.
You got jokes, and Dan is laughing from the sidelines too, saying it's been the same for 20 years, and you are proud alumni.
Yes, we are
proud.
We are in the third rebuilding decade of the Miami Hurricanes and fifth rebuilding decade of the Miami Dolphins.
Bullshit.
Everything's under construction.
We went to school there. Mike did not go to the school, and it's held against him. But Mike is caring about the program more than you and I are. And I have profited off of the program.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself and Nissan Altimas with IMMDC stickers on them.
Can I give away a car? Mike? Can I give away a car as a pledge toward the toward the exit? Can I give the audience $100,000 car?
Unless we're sending that car to Urban Meyer in Jacksonville and driving them back down here, I'm not really...
Urban
accomplishing
Meyer.
what I want to do, which is bring the U back.
Urban Meyer, who would like to spend a little less time with his family.
Yeah.
And I'm actually get another out on coaching Urban job. Meyer.
But Hugh Freeze, let's go. Hugh Freeze. Bring
is he in the Liberty
Freeze.
Flames?
Yeah, I want everybody deserves a second chance.
Lane Kiffin.
That's what Jesus said.
What about
that's
Lane
what
Kiffin?
Jesus said.
Mike, is there any chance? Is there any
I don't think I want Lane Kiffin back in South Florida. I think it's just best for all parties that Lane Kiffin stay up there. Lane Kiffin has that Power 5 experience. He left Tennessee on his own volition, but he failed at a program that's a lot like Miami and USC. He's got an offense that obviously lights up the scoreboard in Ole Miss. Maybe he's gotten better, but I'm honestly more likely to sign up for Hugh Freeze or get this Greg Schiano than I am for Lane.
Mike Ryan texted me as Rutgers lost by a touchdown to
and covered.
I believe called him. I think this motherless son of a prick or something
I want a motherless prick at the U to bring the U back. I think Hugh Freeze and Greg Schiano is exactly the type of motherless prick that I'm looking for. Someone with
how is
experience.
Lane Kiffin not enough of a motherless prick? Lane Kiffin's a pretty good motherless prick.
I've got off the field concerns with Lane Kiffin.
The blue martini.
There's a lot of blue martinis. There's one in Brickell. There's one in Town and Country.
He go to the Sunrise one too.
He complained to us.
The Galleria.
He complained to us about the brown. I couldn't believe he was that honest. The brown puddle pond of swamp that he has. He would love to be down here just to be wandering around Boca looking for cheetahs.
That was actually you helping the University of Miami. Your interview with Lane Kiffin, because afterwards he had to come out on Twitter and publicly say, "I like Oxford." I was just kidding around. I was just joking. But I think
I don't want to have an affair with Mary Brickell Village.
Yeah, but Dan, that's a good example. You don't rattle enough sabers, as I told you earlier in this week. And you're the leading sports media voice that is associated with this program outside of Kirk Herbstreit, who bleeds orange and green now.
Let me head down this path with Billy, who's creative, because I want to talk about some of the serious stuff going on in South Florida. This is more fun, but I want people to also hear, as we always have done, hey, come into the circus tent. We're doing sports, and then pay attention when the real stuff's happening. There are some people doing some damage to Miami, not the program.
I feel like this is a Trojan horse. We're kind of tempting the audience with sugar and then feeding them a little broccoli, sneaking it in along
the way. That's one of our great tricks, Billy. And so if we can get the filmmaker to help us, how do we rattle sabers on the UM campus in a way that protests Manny Diaz and makes a content scene out of our little Miami mafia rising up against the university? Because you and me have platform power.
To what end? To hire the Liberty Flames head coach?
That'd be great. Oh, Hugh Freeze. Come on, think about it.
Yes.
The Hugh Part 3.
Yes, what would Hugh do? What would Hugh do?
The Hugh Part 3.
Can't spell Hugh without the
Wait,
U.
Did he win? I saw that he was a touchdown favorite at Syracuse, like behaving like a big program.
They just lost, and that was but they came a long way. Remember, the last time those two played, he coached from a booth in a hospital bed.
You're willing to sell your soul for Hugh Freeze, Hugh Part 3.
Can we talk about
to the devil?
The level that Mike went from like an 11 last week to about a 4 today.
No.
I feel like you're a broken man.
No.
You sound like a broken man.
Last week
you were the Raber Sadler. You were like you challenged browbeat
Raber,
Dan.
That's the whiskey right there. Yeah. The Raber Sadler.
You browbeat
Saber Rattler. Yeah.
That's the whiskey. The whiskey early on a morning.
Yes. Ossifer, I feel you browbeat Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Into $1 million.
$1 million bet.
I was worried walking home. I'm like, how am I going to explain this to my wife when this catches fire because Miami has somehow lost.
Okay.
Somehow lost.
You screamed at me about what a clown I am. mm-hmm. and nobody takes me seriously, and nobody listens to me except for Herb Street, apparently, mm-hmm. Who listens to the local
so
hour.
You're telling
as it
me
turns
how
out.
I got results because no, Herb Street absolutely.
What, and what
that.
I'm telling you is that now you're kind of like you're resigned to
no,
your
not.
Fate here.
I'm
this
not
is,
resigned.
It's over.
No,
it's over.
I'm not taking this L. I'm not. Me.
You don't have to
piddly.
Take the L. The U is back, baby.
Don't.
69.
He doesn't
want to
hear any more jokes.
You're patronizing me. I'm trying to get somewhere with this program.
What
this is my
rate?
First
what
year. This is my first year truly giving all I can.
Golden cane.
I'm giving
a financial
all I can.
Sacrifice.
Let me say that again for the audience. I am giving to this school that I did not go to all that I possibly can to bring it back. And all that I possibly can do outside of finances, which I'm tapped right now, by the way, is to get people like you to get off your ass, stop being a wise guy cracking jokes, get off the sidelines, and get in the
come
goddamn
on,
game.
To bring
on.
It back to where?
Billy,
to bring it back
Billy,
to where?
Just to win the
Billy,
freaking coastal, Billy,
Billy
Corbin.
Billy, commit to some sort of creative protest. If this thing goes downhill, you're going to help us. We're going to make a short film about rattling sabers, or we'll call it saddling rapers.
Saddling rapers? That's my team, is the saddling rapers.
Mike, anything else you want, public pressure-wise, before...
Okay, come up with a creative idea and actually do something, because I'm out here doing something.
What does that mean? Though, Dan, if this goes downhill, if we win less than seven games,
look,
what does that win?
We just need
what
to win the coastal. We like, are you were talking about
when
how this,
they're
when?
They're right now at the top of the coastal.
You were talking about how this administration doesn't
the
care.
U is back.
You were talking about how the administration doesn't care, how their facilities are subpar compared to the national. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the national championship. We're not going to compete with the likes of Alabama.
Win
right
the
now.
ACC.
Not in your lifetime.
You can, but you've got better
not in your
resources.
Golden cane.
Win the ACC.
You've
North
got
Carolina.
Better resources than Duke.
North Carolina just lost. It's not because Miami cares any great amount. It's our mediocrity should one year be better than everyone else's mediocrity.
That's why we joined this this
that
conference.
Was the idea. They sold the Orange Bowl soul. They went to the Big East. They went to conference play. They didn't. They could have been Notre Dame. They could have been an independent brand the entire time.
Open up your Rolodex. Get that brilliant documentarian mind
Rolodex?
Working.
What decade is it?
Yeah,
what are you,
like,
Mad Men? What is happening?
Bust open the contacts and see what we can do to bring about change. You're starting with a little fish with Manny Diaz. You got to go above Manny Diaz. And Manny Diaz is like, he's lost. He's doing whatever he
go
can.
Go after the president.
You got to go after Frank. You got to shame that guy because that guy does not want to be
cut off the head of the snake.
No, but how about we saber?
Never
going to
happen.
How about we saber rattle outside the University of Miami president's office as
yes.
a show? Create a little event outside where we saber rattle there, wherever the offices are.
I believe it's Rabble Sadle.
Is it on campus? Does he have big glass offices? And not
Dude,
while he's up there not caring
happen.
About
you're
football?
You're not going to get rid of the head coach. You're not going to get rid of the athletic director. And you're certainly not going to get rid of the president
we'll
of this
thousands
university.
Of people out there when
we're not
going to
do it if we
video.
Don't do anything. If we're just
a couple dozen.
Sitting here talking about it. He doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't. He doesn't. And
what
this
are
is
we
just
talking
typical.
About,
I'm so
though?
Happy you, I'm
what
so
are we
happy
talking about?
On that. He doesn't want to actually do anything. Look at Dan Le Batard. He, this guy is my mentor in this industry, and he's finally understood how important this program is to me. He looked at me, and he's like, wow, I went there, and this program means more to him. I better get on board with this plan. Billy Corbin, brilliant filmmaker, do something about it. Do more than
you've
just
been called
jokes.
Out, Billy. So we've called out Joe Carollo. We want Joe Carollo to come on the show. Mike, you could storm off here.
Yeah, this I is... will.
In
do
the,
more.
In the words of the great but diminutive Dave Sampson, when are you going to learn to stop fighting the fights you can't win?
It's all about the hue.
It is. That's yeah. a great slogan.
The hue invented coaching.
It's a great.
Hospital
it is.
It's all about the
is
hue.
Is
something I love.
It is
yes.
a great slogan. It's never going to happen, and it's not a real thing.
We are going to continue to hold your feet to the fire on this because I do want to escalate the tensions here.
My
until,
feet?
Yes, because I want to team up on something creative that puts pressure on the University of Miami,
oh,
combining our powers in a way that's meaningful. But before we
to
do
no
that,
end. To no end.
Oh, you've mentioned that before, but there's a content end. If nothing else.
Oh, fair enough.
There's,
yeah.
there's
I forgot this is just the WWE.
Yes.
Remember what I said about Hugh Freeze?
Yes. Boy, right, you really yes. blew your dramatic exit
the
there.
Hugh part three.
Hitting
thank
your laptop.
You. Mike stormed off. He's storming back in.
The motherless prick.
The motherless prick, Greg Schiano. We'd love if he was our
By
coach
the way,
right
I'm not
now.
Not assassinating his character. It's just a cute nickname that I have for him.
The motherless prick. Out. Yes, it's nice. I like it. I'd like it as
you,
a
Greg
slogan.
Come back. My motherless prick.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate all your good work.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now.
The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me, I just bought three for my wife, daughter, and myself for game one. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there, and I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing, the technology we have these days. But Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed. Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Turkey point before we get out of here, because I want the people to understand what's happening to the environment here. And again, I will tell you, you can yell at him because you think he's got political leanings. I'm not going to go through again how Billy Corbin votes, but I find Billy Corbin to be fact-based. He is going for facts. You can think that they're leaning. You can think that they're soaked in bias, but I think he seeks objective truth as a filmmaker and as someone who is outraged by things that should outrage you. We talked about last week Mayor Francis Suarez and this Bitcoin hustle of his that is privatized. The Turkey Point thing, people need to understand the history of this, because they need to understand that the scam of the moment is going to do damage to South Florida's environment. It's a precious, precious environment, an ecosystem that greed shouldn't contaminate any more than it already has.
You remember earlier this year, Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, who wants to build underground highways here in Miami, because what could possibly go wrong, said that his company would no longer accept Bitcoin as a form of payment because it does so much damage to the environment with the mining of Bitcoin in terms of coal and fossil fuels. And you have these 24-hour Bitcoin mining systems that just feed off of these power grids.
I did not know this. I learned this for the first time because Bitcoin is so confusing to me and to most people on Bill Maher when he was explaining. I had no idea that this is an ecological disaster, the mining of Bitcoin. Like, it's just a raging stupidity to have part of the world on fire, the other part flooding, hurricane after hurricane coming, and just for the greed that can be found in the earth to mine and actively destroy the environment at a rate that is more environmentally damaging than just about anything can be.
Yeah, you just need rooms and rooms of servers and computers running off of coal and fossil fuels, literally destroying the environment. And now, the mayor of Miami, the disposable city, one of the most vulnerable locations in the entire planet in terms of climate change, sea level rise, earth-shattering storms and hurricanes that could in an instant bury and flood this community.
I am in terror over the next couple of months that all of these storms that are coming at a more rapid rate of speed and in endurance, but the number of them. Like, we cannot, this area was never meant to have this kind of real estate on it, Billy, because it wasn't worth very much in the 70s and 80s. Everyone sort of understood, oh, this could all be wiped out where there is no shelter from something hitting this dead on. It's just luck.
Yeah, I think Miami is in the top three if not top two, in billions of dollars of vulnerable waterfront real estate in terms of storms, sea level rise, climate change. But don't worry, Francis Suarez has a plan. And that plan is to mine for Bitcoin at Turkey Point, the nuclear power plant in the Everglades in Miami-Dade County that was first built in 1967. I can't even keep a straight face doing this bullshit.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's amazingly cartoonishly out of fiction funny, but it's not funny.
Carl Hyacin is a nonfiction writer because all of his Florida f***ery fiction is based in fact, and he could not have invented a character as corrupt and sleazy and slimy as Mayor Postalita Francis Suarez, whose answer to our woes as one of the poorest cities in America, one of the counties in which we have the highest rate of wealth gap, of income gap, of disparity between the haves and the have-nots, some of the highest cost of living, such that I'm seeing banners out in front of fast food restaurants begging people to come in and work for $15 an hour. Work today, get paid tomorrow. They cannot find the help because anyone who can work in Wendy's cannot afford to live anywhere near that store. So Francis Suarez's answer to the actual problems of the people of his city is to ignore them and to cater to tourism and real estate hustles and this Bitcoin hustle of his, this cryptocurrency hustle. Bitcoin's a real thing, I get it. But that's not his interest. His interest is creating a hustle to attract the 1,000 new arrivals to Florida tomorrow. It's a Ponzi scheme. The guy's a con man. And the idea that Turkey Point, which as we know, is already oozing 200 times the acceptable level of radioactive isotope into Biscayne Bay. Their cooling canals, a system that is so archaic that it exists nowhere else on the earth, is there a nuclear power plant that utilizes this intricate cooling canal system that we have in our Everglades adjacent to the Biscayne Aquifer, the largest source of fresh water in South Florida, where we have saltwater blooms that are infringing upon our water supply. And this guy wants to mine Bitcoin, which is a notorious drag on power supplies. And because he's saying, well, nuclear power is clean, right? We don't need to use fossil fuels. We don't need coal. We can use nuclear power at Turkey Point. Turkey Point, from August of 2020 to March of 2021, had four unplanned shutdowns of the power plant. In fact, in a seven-day period alone in August of 2020, we had three unplanned shutdowns at this plant. This followed in 2019, the staff at Turkey Point doing maintenance on the wrong cooling pump, which led to its being shut down, which the federal government investigated and later said, okay, that was a minor error, but here's the problem. The Miami crew at Turkey Point doctored the documents to cover up their mistake, which the federal government said, whoa, 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 whoa. And a bunch of people who had worked there since 1988 got fired over it. So not only did they screw up the maintenance, they doctored documents to cover it up in 2019. Then in 2020, in August, we had three unplanned shutdowns in less than a week. And then in March of 2021, we had another unplanned shutdown that led the federal government to kind of flag the power plant and say, like, we need extra vigilance and inspections on this particular location. A location that has now been approved by the government to operate well into 2050, I think, which would have one of the few nuclear power plants in the country or in the world operating for over 80 years in the Florida Everglades.
It's appalling. It's too ridiculous to be true.
It's just like, how do you even make this up? It's crazy. They are environmental terrorists. The reality is that this is our fresh water supply. These are our natural resources. The beach, the bay, the ocean is part of the tourism trade that we sell to people. Come and swim. Come and fish. We got piles of dead fish up and down the intracoastal in this state with the algae blooms. And in the city of Miami, you have week after week these bayside and waterfront construction sites absolutely polluting the bay. You see manatees clinging to life, dying in the bay. You could practically walk across the intracoastal on a pile of dead fish because these construction sites are just dumping shit into the water.
In Tampa, it's appalling. Some of the smells and some of the footage where people are being quoted as saying, because sharks are pooling and gathering in an area trying to get away from one kind of poison, that you could cross a bay or a lake just on the backs of sharks because they've all just gathered in one place to avoid the number of ways we're contaminating their home.
And Tampa is the Florida, Florida, as you know. I don't really understand what the end game here is.
It feels like literal destruction of the earth. Like what you're talking about is the news story of our lifetime, where if we keep not paying attention to this, all of this corruption is going to drown one day in the inability, drown underwater without the ability to get fresh water. What you're talking about is totally apocalyptic.
And Elon Musk is not going to colonize Mars fast enough to leave the only planet that we have. And so if there are things we can do to err on the side of caution, like, I don't know, have clean drinking water.
Not mine Bitcoin at Turkey Point.
For example, not mining Bitcoin at Turkey Point. Although, if Mike Ryan thought that that could save the University of Miami football program, he would say, F the manatees.
In fiction, is there a place that I can tell you in South Florida that's a worse idea to mine Bitcoin than near a nuclear power plant?
Yes. Waterworld with Kevin Costner. In fiction, that might be a place where you're like, I don't know that we
well,
can
what
power
stops this,
a Bitcoin
though, Billy,
mine.
Other than complaining about it and just, blaring sirens, what stops it?
But
what,
enough about Mike Ryan and the University of Miami football program.
It can be jokes, though, Billy, but how do we stop that? It's one thing to yell about it into a microphone. How about doing something about it?
Vote better. Because these clowns who are in office, and you're like, well, what interest do they have in polluting our
waters? You produce a ballot every year that is very well researched, and I tend to follow you because you are more informed than I am, and you take greater care with actually vetting the candidate, regardless of political affiliation, just hoping in somewhere that you're going to get the least corrupt of the ones that you could possibly get. So I would like that when you tell people to go vote in a couple of weeks, that perhaps Miami can go and support in a way that's actually politically meaningful. That's what I'm hoping is some of the fruit that gets born here as you waste an hour and 2 hours of your time with us every week.
Quinn Smith is running against Joe Carollo. Interesting character. I think that enough people who will show up to the polling place in that district may actually say we're tired of this embarrassment. Because that's really what Joe Carollo is. He's not just corrupt and dangerous. He's an embarrassment. And he does not represent the best interests of the people of the city of Miami. And if he wins an election where he'll be term limited, meaning he won't be worried about re-election, there's no telling what a lame duck Joe Carollo could do. There's no telling what damage he could do. If he's doing what he's doing now on the eve of his re-election, that he feels empowered to behave in this fashion, as overtly corrupt as he has been for my entire lifetime.
Our entire lifetime. I'm older than you
lifetime.
Are. Our entire lifetime. My parents are the great Hispanic story of American dream overcoming in this city. They made all of the sacrifices so that I could have all the things that have now become a little bit of a business and an economy in Miami. And these people have been embarrassing my people across the decades in Miami in a way that, embarrasses me as someone who cares about this city. and I don't mean to grandstand here, but I'm just telling you the family history here, is that I've been embarrassed by Latin people running this city, Raul Martinez, for a really long time. My grandparents, like, wondering, like, why can't we be a more professional, like, more, why can't, can we be slightly classier, just slightly more regal as a people to just not be these raving buffoon cartoonish incompetents that are corrupt at their soul in a way that is handed down by the generation. So tell people the history of what you have happening right now in Miami, where Carollo, who has his own complicated relationship with Francis Suarez's dad, Xavier Suarez, another one of these crime family bosses in politics in Miami. Tell the people about the history between Carollo and Francis Suarez. We didn't get to this in part one of this. That
I blame Scottie Pippen.
That feels really ridiculous to have Joe Carollo now bossing around the son of Xavier Suarez, who is a Bitcoin at Turkey Point clown.
If I was just interested in the Shakespeare and Game of Thrones of it all, I wouldn't give a shit. You know, but the reality is I care about this community almost as much as Mike Ryan cares about the University of Miami football program. And we talked about last time how in 1983, Carollo, who was on the eve of being known as Crazy Joe, but already known as McCarthy-esque, a demagogue, a paranoid lunatic by the media. That was the local press that dubbed him that. Stabbed Maurice Ferre, the first Hispanic mayor in the history of the city of Miami, in the back at a live press conference, calling the press conference to endorse Maurice Ferre for re-election, and instead going on live TV, standing inches away from Ferre, endorsing Xavier Suarez.
Telenovela style.
Telenovela
style. Just beautiful, just out of the cheesy Latin soap opera across the decades. Amazing.
Escándalo.
Escándalo.
Ay, Dios mío.
Tremendo escándalo.
Ay, ay, tremendo.
Te pueden imaginar.
Tremendo arrocomango.
Qué locura.
Tremendo arrocomango de pinga. So.
Whoa, why did Dick get in there?
Wait, do you have to flag that?
No, I
Roy
just don't
even
understand.
Roy threw his arms up like, wait, do I flag that? Do I bleep that?
You made, yes, we don't need a penis in the middle of what you've just concocted, arrocomango.
But I'm sorry, there was a city commission meeting in which they Joe Carollo talked about the genitalia of the police commissioner in a very envious way, by the way. Surmise that perhaps that wasn't his actual bulge, but that there might have been some enhancement by way of jockstrap or what have you.
My question is, do you find it acceptable for your police chief, not that he was dressed up as Elvis, not that he was trying to mimic Elvis singing, but that he would go out publicly with pants like that, in that fashion, where his midsection are in pants so tight like this? Is this something that you believe is appropriate for a police chief? And you don't have to answer this if you don't like, Mr. Manager. I don't know, maybe it's me. You know, I don't wear those tight pants. The only time that you would see me like that was when I played football, but that's because I had a jockstrap on.
It sounds like Joe Carollo.
The height of professionalism in politics.
Commissioner Pinga Pequeña.
God, now you've crossed
well
the line.
Have I crossed the line? But Roy doesn't know.
Now you've crossed the line.
Now, if Mike was producing this,
you just called
maybe
him Commissioner Small Penis.
If Mike was producing this, he might have hit the space bar or whatever
your
it is.
Your politics are going to get in the way of Commissioner Small Penis. Just tell the people the history of these two families. You're in the middle of it. So he betrays telenovela style Ferre and says, I endorse Xavier Suarez.
Irregardless, as we say in Miami, because we're illiterate, Maurice Ferre gets reelected. Later, however, in the decade, Xavier Suarez does become the first Cuban mayor in the history of the city of Miami. Very historic event, an important event, a necessary event. It really helps to affirm the status of, I think, the people in the culture who've made the greatest impact. I think the immigrant group that has made the greatest impact and most profound impact on any American city in history. So it's an important event. But then, because of Xavier Suarez is this historic figure, he becomes Joe Carollo's enemy, and Joe Carollo becomes his enemy. This all culminates a decade later when Carollo is now the mayor of the city of Miami after a historic comeback because this guy's had well beyond nine lives. This guy is well beyond his 15 minutes of fame in this community and really is a toxic force on this world. And he is now running against, flash forward to 1997, Joe Carollo is running against Xavier Suarez, who, incidentally, we haven't mentioned, you might have earlier, is the father of Francis Suarez, the current mayor of Miami. If you want to know how backwards and third world we have second generation mayors in both the city of Miami and Miami Beach.
And Xavier Suarez was running for something again 6 months ago, wasn't he?
Xavier Suarez last year was running for county mayor while his son was city mayor. And there was literally, bro, billboards with Xavier and Francis on it. It looked like some Banana Republic shit.
It's a cartoon.
Like, it's a cartoon.
Everything that happens in our city doesn't feel like it's a part of the United States in this realm. But
Self-satire.
Continue to tie together these two families so that people understand that Joe Carollo, across four decades of crime family corruption, has at his knee little Francis Suarez. This is a kid he saw grow up.
And he now has Francis Suarez. Joe Carollo now has Francis Suarez over his knee, and he's spanking him in the culo, as we speak.
Fondillo.
Tujes.
Fondillo.
Fondillo?
Fondillo. Softer way, yes. Fondillo is like the tush in Spanish.
Oh, I thought that was like Spanish for fondue. I thought we were going to be dipping bread in cheese
Spanking
fondillo. The tush? Okay. So not his culo?
No, the culo would be the whole of the ass, and that's a different kind of Spanish.
I don't know about that, then. Now that we're...
I really didn't care to parse the semantics of this, but you pushed it here. So finish your thoughts on the history of these political families.
I don't want to
spank the culo.
So I don't know.
El fondillo.
But maybe, okay, well...
The meaty cheek.
Have we talked about Francis Suarez's communications director?
You haven't,
who got arrested?
You haven't finished 1997, though. You haven't finished the story.
1997, Miami, the most corrupt election possibly in the history of this country. Xavier Suarez running against Joe Carollo for mayor of the city of Miami, and 5,000 absentee ballots wound up getting seized by prosecutors, and it was discovered such a massive level of voter fraud that dead people were found to have voted in that election.
Many of them.
Well, there was one in particular who was a super voter. He had voted in every election since he had died, including voting for Xavier Suarez for mayor of the city of Miami.
More than 400 absentee ballots were false, tainted, illegally procured. And each one of these, even a single one of them, weakened and nullified the voice of the honest voters of the city of Miami.
And his name will come to me. I actually know the guy's name.
It's not important.
It kind of is important because he's a great hero in the history of Miami elections. And he voted for Xavier Suarez. And a judge determined that the election was so corrupt by these absentee ballots in the city of Miami, where we have boleteros in parking lots who run these sort of corrupt absentee ballot schemes.
I just walked the line. I tried to spread the message and the word as much as possible.
Do you know an F. Suarez who was working on the campaign?
No. Well, I know myself who was working on the campaign.
The F. Suarez who signed these ballots used a different address every time. And the law says the witness has to use the witness's own address, not some made-up address or some phony address, as appears to be the case on these six ballots.
The judge was not going to order a new election, but there was so much fraud in favor of Xavier Suarez that he was going to install the loser of the election, Joe Carollo, as the mayor of Miami.
Let me read from the judge's ruling. He stated, "View in its entirety, the evidence shows the pattern of fraudulent, intentional, and criminal conduct that resulted in such an extensive abuse of the absentee ballot laws that it can fairly be said that the intent of these laws was totally frustrated." In fact, the judge has stated clearly that our complaint was fully founded, that what we had stated and said all along from day one had indeed happened, that we had had massive absentee ballot fraud. There's no other country in the world that someone would go through something like this and have the opportunity that I have had to expose it, to show it, and to be given a chance to have the people of Miami elect me mayor again. We live in a great country, and I'm proud to be an American.
There was so much fraud to Xavier Suarez's favor that it wasn't just like, okay, well, we need a redo here, obviously. Judge is like, screw this. I'm just going to install the loser, the unelected loser of the election, Joe Carollo, as the mayor of the city of Miami.
This is a very powerful order. The judge spoke of a massive, well-conceived, and well-orchestrated absentee ballot voter fraud scheme. He said that literally and figuratively stole the election from the honest voters of Miami. This order upholds our democracy, and by voiding the November 4th election, we believe it makes clear that Joe Carollo is currently the mayor until his successor is legally and rightfully chosen. We're proud of our courts for standing up for democracy for the people of this city and this state.
Say your name.
I'm Joe Geller, co-counsel for Mayor Carollo.
We're going to get increasingly more drunk and do these more often, drunk, and up in the next 30 days, though, Billy, because I want to tell people how they can actually influence these elections as we get closer to them. And I want to use this platform so that if we reach, I don't know, Billy, these are small elections. If we just reach a small segment of Miami that is in one of these districts, we can actually instigate some change. It would only take a few hundred votes, correct?
Yeah. Joe Carollo was ran in his last election against a virtual unknown. And in a runoff, I think he won by 250 votes. So an election like this, it almost doesn't matter how much money you have. If Quinn Smith, his challenger, knocks on enough doors and enough people are embarrassed and humiliated.
Should we put money behind him? Should we be fundraising behind him so that you can instigate a little more? The thing that people may not know about the circus tent element of some of this is that your beef with Joe Carollo is real, and as he bullies you in filibuster sessions using the politics the wrong way, you've got a truck riding around in circles around the facility playing the 911 call that his daughter made about the threat that Joe Carollo was to his own family. And I'd like to get Joe Carollo to sit down here because he tried to bully you there. Francis Suarez hasn't come on here, doesn't want to do this with you because he doesn't want to be called this directly out on stuff. But we're telling you right now that we want both of them to sit down here and answer Billy's questions because Billy cares about this community in a way that they don't seem to.
Manny Yip. Manuel Yip.
Forgive me. The name is important. You're right.
And his buddies down at the cemetery. That's how Carl Hyacin referred to him. Manny Yip and his buddies down at the cemetery voting for Miami mayor. It matters because Scottie Pippen took that name. Rip that name right out of my head.
You're right. I was wrong in saying the name.
Hands.
The name doesn't matter. The name does matter.
Manny Yip.
That person tried. Yes, that person instigated change.
He's a super voter. He has voted in every election in the city of Miami since the day that he died. Because Miami.
Yes, because Miami. Let's get drunk more often, Billy. Drunk in the morning.
We're drunk in the morning.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.